Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio, 92.9 A Game. Bring out those sides this Thanksgiving, just a couple of days away. I can't wait to share some food and fellowship with my family as well. Hope everybody's planning on doing the same. This is The Morning Shift. Mike, Ali, Bo, Dylan hanging out with you. Dylan just got done with his Top 5 Tuesday.
Yeah, and I don't know if you've gotten to meet Mama Matthews, but Ali and I have. She is this amazingly sweet human being. She brought me, that was when I had the Yellow Jacket stings, and she brought me the that Dylan kept saying he was going to bring me.
All-Star weekend, yeah.
I just can't believe you make your mom do twice all the things she has to cook on Thanksgiving, and you're like, yeah, I got to have those twice baked potatoes.
Listen,
he doesn't talk with that much bass in his voice to his mother, I can guarantee you.
Definitely not.
But I think when family tells you something you've made is great and 100%. You want it every year, like, 100%. Oh, it's in. Like my nephew told me he loved I made a pineapple soda vanilla cake last year.
100%.
And he was like, can we have this every year? And I'm like, absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes. We will have this every year.
I know we're going to get to some tweets, some calls, some headlines. I got a couple of interrogation points for you. Okay?
Before you get to interrogation points, I would just like to clarify because Mama Matthews has texted me.
Okay.
She did say, and I do need to make this clarification. So twice baked potatoes is a casserole, technically. Well, not technically. It is a casserole.
Okay.
And then I said bacon
that
bits.
Really,
I meant to say crumbled up pieces of bacon, not bacon bits, because she uses real bacon.
Oh,
so not bacon bits. But
you try to put her out with the shaker.
Yeah. I didn't mean it that way. Like, I knew she used real bacon. She it's just bacon bits came out, but she just crumbles up pieces of bacon and uses real bacon.
I put a lot of effort into this. You're not going to sit here and talk about me using bacon bits like that.
Dylan, you didn't tell me. Now I've Googled the. I thought it was just like individual potato.
No, yeah.
After you said casserole, I was like, okay.
Now that I'm looking at the casserole.
Now we're working with something.
You think your mom can make me one?
She might, yeah.
It looks really good.
Here's where I'm coming up a little bit.
Okay.
A little bit. Okay, first of all, no deviled eggs on the list. We covered this.
Absolutely
that
not.
Was on Allie's biggest leftovers. I've never been to a Thanksgiving where there's leftover deviled eggs. Okay? That's just got to be included.
No, it doesn't. I completely agree with Allie when they were on the not top five list.
Okay, first of all, that's an issue. Second of all, there's no corn on anything. There's no corn casserole, no corn on the cob.
I'm glad you brought up corn casserole because my mom said corn casserole would be her number one. She makes a really good corn casserole too.
It's always good.
Yeah, it is.
I would. You know what? I'll put it in honorable mention. I'll put it in honorable mention.
Right,
I didn't have any honorable mention, so it'll be honorable mention.
Now for my number one issue, bro. How are we gonna go without any sweet potatoes at all? Casserole. Like, I mean,
souffle.
What are we doing here? Yeah,
no,
man.
I'm good.
Swing and a miss.
I'm good with you, Dylan. It's not. We don't need sweet potatoes on.
Bro, y'all put mac and cheese on here. No sweet potato casserole. What are we doing?
I like it, but it's not. It's not my top five.
You know,
but it's not my top five.
Mac and cheese makes me feel like we're going to Applebee's.
How many Thanksgiving events
doesn't
you been
matter.
To? How many Thanksgiving events have you been to without mac and cheese or without sweet potato? Because I've been without sweet potato, but never without mac and cheese.
Thank you, Bo.
However, there are always mac and cheese leftovers. Always.
Well, that's just because people make a lot of it.
That's
people
right.
People are going for the other things, like stuffing.
Not me.
Which means that it can't be included on a top five list of sides. I'm sorry, man. I'm not saying I don't like mac and cheese, but don't come at me and say it's always leftovers and then say it needs to be number three on his top five list.
You're wrong.
It can be and it has been.
Yeah.
Right. What's done is done.
Also, if shameless plug for our friends at Publix, but if you want deviled eggs for your Thanksgiving, you can go literally, you can order the deviled eggs for them and they will make them.
Nice.
Allie, just so we can open the phone lines, can you read the headlines for us and just keep everybody up to date?
Yes, here are the headlines before you clock in this morning. The 49ers beat the Panthers last night 20-9 on Monday Night Football. Bengals head coach Zach Taylor says he anticipates Joe Burrow playing Thursday night against the Ravens. The New York Giants have fired defensive coordinator Shane Bowen. And the Hawks are back in action tonight in D.C. to take on the Wizards. Pre-game is at 6:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip is set for 7.
Yeah, I also...
told him to do.
I completely just messed that up. I was like, yeah, man, and another thing. I'm agreeing with everybody on the socials that saying that cornbread is not a side. I think I got to go there.
I said that.
I know, and I disagree with you in the moment, but now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, yeah, it might be its own category.
There is a little debate going on. Blake Hudgens said bread is not a side. It's its own category. And then Christopher Belcher said you can't have cornbread and stuffing / dressing on the same list. Stuffing,
yeah.
Crumbled cornbread.
Yeah. I don't know.
What's done is done.
How about when I said it, I got dismissed.
I know. I am retracing my steps now and thinking back through this, and it has its own plate. It has its own plate, and I think that that's a – there's a bread plate. There's a thing called a bread plate when you set a table. A bread plate. It's not a side. It's yeah. Bread has its own plate.
It's
it
bread.
Has its own basket.
I mean, would salad be a side? Because it has its own.
Right. I don't think so.
I don't think so.
But people call salad side salads. It has side in the name.
Oh, that's a really good point.
Yeah, but that's you're getting way too technical now because that's at a.
And I feel like we're getting too technical about the cornbread.
No, man. We're not because it's bread.
Man, that was a really good point about the side salad.
Thank you.
Anyways, let's go out to the phone lines, 404-726-0929, if you want to weigh in on any of the goings-on today for the Atlanta Falcons, good, bad, the ugly, the top five list, whatever else is going on, whether or not you like Georgia Tech playing on a Friday at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's welcome Mike's Mafia, agent number 76. He's from up there in Dawsonville. What's going on, buddy?
Good morning.
Hey, man.
Hey, I got two things. One's kind of a pie in the sky, but I have to say it. I know it ain't happen. But I would so love to see the Cordarrelle Patterson from Arthur Smith's first year with the Falcons lined up out there opposite Drake playing wide receiver, because he ran him out there a few times, and he looked really good, made some contested catches. I thought it was awesome.
Interesting. Okay. All right. What else you got?
And I wanted to ask you, you talked about the discrepancy between the two blocking schemes, whether they're running or passing, and that they seem to not be congruent with each other. And I was wondering, with Cousins out there, did you see that change?
Oh, 100%. 100%. And I appreciate the phone call. Thanks so much. No, I mentioned this earlier. We actually ran the ball a little bit inside zone out of shotgun, which was nice to see. You threw the ball from under center, which was nice to see. We actually did run a bootleg with Kirk Cousins as well out of 13 personnel. It's matching up with the 13 being able to throw. It's throwing from under center. It's running the ball from shotgun and not trying to do all this crazy pistol stuff. The matchup with the footwork of the quarterback and the handoff on wide zone as opposed to play action from pistol was awful. Awful. It didn't even look similar. The personnel sometimes was not even similar. So, yeah, absolutely saw that kind of come together in the game this past weekend. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's talk to Andrea. She's on 985. Andrea, what's going on? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, crew.
What's going on,
Andrea? Real quick, I told Dylan I would keep it positive. Your list is a little better than your movie list.
Wow.
And wow. I will say this. Every Sunday, I need you to find you an older, seasoned woman. Nothing sexual, but every Sunday, you go over there and you eat you some real mac and cheese.
Okay.
Some sweet potato yams.
Ooh.
And some potato salad.
Okay.
That is the list.
Okay. All right.
And regarding Georgia and Georgia Tech, I would love to go to the stadium to eat my $2 hot dog and watch a black and red team actually win in the stadium.
Oh, snap.
I know. Andrea. Shots fired. But Andrea. I love my Falcons. I love my Falcons.
That is a good point.
Go Dogs. Yeah. Y'all have a fabulous, fabulous Thanksgiving. Be blessed.
You do the same. Thanks so much for calling in. Man, first of all, she kind of came at you about the movie list.
She did.
Second of all, tell me about the yams thing, sweet potato Yams?
Yeah, like candied yams.
Yeah.
I have those too. Those are really good. Simone's mom actually makes really, really good candied yams. Currently so we're going to go there for Thanksgiving this year, and so I'm excited for those.
You know what Dylan's really passionate about is food, apparently. Like the way he talks about you just talked about those candied yams, I don't know if I've ever heard you talk about
it. Yeah, I mean, those things are spectacular.
Well, and I think everyone has one side that when people are going to get their little to-go Tupperware and they're putting things in, you see someone pick up like a slice of a little bit of the candy DMs, you're like, no, that's mine.
I don't know that I've ever
that's
had
mine.
These,
don't take
man.
It.
I don't know that I've ever indulged in
I've had,
candy yams.
Yeah, I've had candied yams before.
This picture doesn't make them look
they're
good. It
okay.
It looks like some kind of General Tso's chicken on this picture I'm looking at.
I'm not a big candied yams guy.
Yeah, I don't know. Tell me what I
wasn't
at.
Until I tried Simone's mom's candy yams. What? She makes really good candy yams, but
what makes
other
them
was,
different? What makes them set up? What makes them better? Like what appeases you with how she makes them?
I like the texture of them. Glaze. I think the texture is a big thing for me when it comes to food in general. And her texture, she adds a little bit of a crunch in there. I forget exactly what she puts on there, but she has a little crunch in there, if I remember correctly. So I think that's what does it for me. I like a little bit of crunch. Yeah, I think that's what it is. Yeah.
I got one more question for y'all before we put this to bed. Where are y'all at on the cranberry sauce?
I don't need it.
I'm good on it.
It's good the day of, but after that.
I don't want it, period.
I don't know why we need that. I just
a little sweetness.
The only people that ever talk about that makes sense to me is the people that use it as a little bit of a food lube with your turkey. You know what I mean? Kind of sticking it with the turkey inside a roll, and then you kind of roll from there. I don't know.
A good turkey don't need lube.
Yeah, but you don't always facts. But I don't know how y'all do it at your house, but I'm not always in charge of the turkey, and I don't know if the turkey's always really good.
Well,
might turn out like our Christmas.
Yeah.
Christmas vacation.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you ever go anywhere these days like for these big meals where they don't have ham also? Like I feel like every time I go to a Thanksgiving deal, there's turkey and ham.
You have to serve both.
Talk to Allie. They're ordering one themselves.
Yeah, we have two different turkeys coming and then a ham.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Went straight to the store for that.
Are you guys cool with not doing turkey on Christmas and doing like steaks and stuff?
Yeah. We've done alternative meals on Christmas
too.
Before. You know, we've done lasagna before.
Maybe that's what I'll do. Maybe I won't do two different meats, but I'll do like a pork butt and like a couple of tomahawks.
Yeah, we've done the Italian Christmas before.
By the way,
ding.
My mom did say she will make the twice baked potato casserole for the crew. So I don't know when, but at some point she'll make it for us.
I don't know. Now she's on the clock though.
Your mom is
that
a saint.
Is officially happening.
Also, Dylan, Venmo her for that because that's and I'll hit you.
Make sure she owes us.
Make sure to join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game after each Falcons game for the Falcons Flyover. It's your first chance to call in and react after every Falcons game. It's brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. It's the Falcons Flyover immediately following every Falcons game this season on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, Raheem answered all the questions we had about that Falcons-Saints matchup. We'll let you hear that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
8:24 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. We're going to go to Raheem's presser in a moment. But, Bo, I got to tell you, Jordan Hudson is officially trolling us. That is Bill Belichick's girlfriend. You brought up the fact that Bill went to her cheerleading competition last week.
Yes.
And then the internet had a heyday with the adult cheerleading competition.
Did you see some of the pictures from that?
Oh, of course I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, ridiculous. But she posted a photo saying, I've loved supporting Bill Belichick and his adult all-male football league competitions this season. She's trolling us back for making fun of this adult cheerleading competition. Here's the thing, though. I don't hate it, though, because, she's 25, 24, 25?
She was born in, there's a lawsuit now out kind of about that. She was born in 2001.
At least, though, if there is, clearly there is this adult cheerleading league, at least they have a hobby. They're not going home and watching Netflix all day long like most people.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, sure. I mean, I don't care either way. That's the problem that she doesn't get. I guess you got to be careful what you say about her because she'll sue you because she's suing Pablo Torre.
It was a caption on an Instagram post. Yeah. Like, P.S., I'm suing you.
there's a lot of weird around her, but no one's making fun of her adult cheerleading league, so to speak. We're making fun of Bill Belichick attending an adult this is a man who it's kind of like, I think it's a little bit of stray bullets for the adult thing. It's really, to me, more about Belichick being there.
That's where it started, but then everyone was like, oh, who knew there was adult cheerleading competition?
Oh, people knew it. Just ask Mark Zeno.
Well, they're exactly. They're making fun of it. So for her to troll us back, I'm kind of like,
I've actually seen the opposite. I've actually seen the opposite of what you're talking about.
What do you mean? That people are not trolling it
or supporting it? I've seen a lot of people online that are jealous that she's getting a chance to do this. And that includes, like, some of the Barstool guys. Like, they had a long conversation about this as well. And I kind of agree. Like,
What are they mad about?
They're not mad about anything. They're jealous that she gets a chance to pursue a passion of hers past a certain age. You just don't get a chance to do that most of the time. Like, like when football's over, dude. You don't go play football somewhere else and do it when you're 24. Just strap on pads and go up to the park and play football.
Well, she got enough flack, though, that she did put this caption out saying, like, I've enjoyed cheering on Bill Belichick and his adult male football competitions.
Yeah.
Like, because she was tired of hearing it.
Yeah, I don't know that that's the same thing. I don't think she cooked with that one at all.
No, she did.
He's getting paid like tens of millions of dollars to actually coach football.
She's also
he's probably the greatest to ever do it.
She's also getting paid off of that whole venture because she's made him give her a job. I think there's a lot of things though that you can do past that. Like you can play in. You can play in a golf league and golf tournaments. And
sure.
You can play in adult basketball leagues. I've even been told by some people I've worked with in this business that you can play flag football and it's very physical, but I don't know how those two go together. I think you can do all those things.
That's my point, though. I think a lot of people enjoy doing that. I don't think most people I haven't seen her judging her for actually doing the cheerleading event.
I think it's funny. For me, it's funny because
I'm not saying it doesn't exist. I'm just saying most people I've seen
where the strays come from is that Bill's there, and then it's really the photos that she takes from these. Like she's pretty ridiculous in some of the pictures that she's taking at her.
I mean, and let's be real, she opens herself up to a lot of this.
100%.
There's no question why she finds him attractive, quote unquote.
Yeah, and then she was present on the day where they taught, no press is bad press. So
right, like yeah,
it's not even
within question that she has targeted him for a certain reason. Okay, let's just put it
targeted.
Wow, you better be careful. Better be careful.
Targeted not a good word?
Oh, it is raining sideways.
Maybe he targeted her.
Oh, I'm sure he did. I think that's very. I think it's very understandable what his reasons were as well. I mean, let's not act like this is some kind of, like we can't call a spade a spade here.
Like, it ain't a one-way street.
Yeah.
He met her on a plane. How do you think that conversation went?
He's rich and allegedly famous, and she's young and good-looking. I mean, like, I don't think this is not the first love story that's gone this way, guys.
You don't think we're going to get, like, a rom-com out of this story? It's not going to be like a picture
There's
book.
Definitely somebody angling this for Lifetime.
What's it going to be called? Dirty Grandpa?
They made that already.
I know. That's the reason why I knew it.
We're watching the sequel. That's right. What's happening.
I don't know. Can you make this into a Hallmark movie somehow?
Dirty Grandpa was actually, I'm sorry, I'm going all squirrel moment here. But Dirty Grandpa was actually a really funny good movie.
The Christmas funny. Flight. You know what I mean?
I'm Bill. I'm Bill Belichick.
Where he gets on the flight and she's like, she's like, I'm headed home for Christmas to see my parents. And he's like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I'm going to see my grandkids.
Someone is making that right now. It's going to be up on YouTube by Christmas.
They're probably trying to cross check with their lawyer to make sure they're not getting sued.
It's probably on another website or two as well.
Yeah.
Well, let's pivot and get we're moving on. Don't even AO it. Don't acknowledge it. Let's get into Raheem's presser from yesterday. He probably looked forward more so to this presser.
Golly, dude.
I'm trying, man.
You're doing a great job. Please continue.
So it was probably about a year ago this time. Everyone's like, what are we going to do with Kirk Cousins? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? We got to trade him, right? Got to get him off the roster. Well, Raheem got to talk about this yesterday, and this is exactly why we kept him.
It was absolutely outstanding. It was the whole reason, the purpose of, you know, being so adamant about, like, having Kirk a part of this football team. You know, talking about a great guy, great human, a guy that we brought in here to be our starter. Right. You know, obviously it worked out that Mike became our starter. And then you got a guy that's going to be ultimately supportive through the time that he was able. And now his number's called and he's able to go out there and execute for us and get us a win. And like, I thought that was huge.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is why you listen to The Morning Shift, because we have been telling you for almost a calendar year now that this guy was not going anywhere throughout his entire tenure here. I thought there would be an opportunity at some point if Penix really took off that. And I even said this in the offseason, and I said, I'm not trying to put bad mojo on this team, but if you just look at the numbers, how many times have we talked about the number of starting quarterbacks that played in the NFL last year or the year before? I think it was 58 last year, maybe 61 the year before. The odds say that you're going to need a good backup quarterback at some point. It just so happens that this year is for an extended amount of time, and you were probably already out of the playoff race.
We can complain about the rules all we want and how they're too lean, like basically hard on defensive players with hurting quarterbacks. But the way the game is played today, even though they protect the quarterback like they do, it does put the quarterback in tough situations with spreading out offenses and with the ability of the edge players and the defenses and the speed they play with and the schemes. Quarterbacks get hit in this league, and they get hit a lot. So you understand a little bit, but the whole thing is that's what we told you. And all the people, and Mike, you're so right, all the people that said, you can't have him on this roster.
It's going to be a massive distraction.
Yeah, really? It wasn't. Of all the things that have affected this season, him being on this roster hasn't affected it negatively one bit. In fact, it's a difference in 4-7 and 3-8.
100%.
Because I'm not sure if you go down there with nothing against Easton Stick, but I'm not sure if Easton Stick goes down there and you win that game. Maybe. I don't know.
And the point that you and I have talked about for the last, I don't know, what has it been, 10 months since this all happened and since Michael Penix took the starting job was that if you get rid of him, you're going to have to get somebody to pay his money, and it's not going to happen. And even if you do that, you're still going to have to pay a veteran backup probably $6 million or more to come take that role. And the money just never matched up. And so this probably sounds like a little bit of victory lap, because it is, because everybody told us we were freaking idiots 9 months ago, and every national reporter out on every national TV show is going, oh, gotta get rid of him. Where's the next landing spot? Where's the next trade partner? And it's like, dude, you can go back and look at my Twitter. I'm like, I don't think he's in that much of a hurry to leave. He's got to waive the no trade clause. His freaking family lives here. Like, I don't, and he's going to have a very cush job in a situation that he seems to like at this point.
Well, and I don't want to call anybody out, so I'm not going to name names, but I literally said on this show, like in March, I think, that the report, the Browns, and I said, that's a made up report. There's you don't say that. That person uses source. I'm like, okay, well then why is that person the only person saying it and there's no one backing it up? And oh, by the way,
ding.
how did it work out for them?
Yeah.
Because they people were making stuff up. It's all it was.
And let's just be clear here. I don't think any of us in this room are saying Kirk is the answer to this franchise's woes. That's not the point. The point is that you were always going to need a quality veteran backup quarterback to step in situations like this, and that's absolutely what we saw just 2 days ago. So I'm honestly happy for Raheem that he gets a chance to sit in front of a podium and say that.
Yeah, I really thought what was going to happen with that situation is he was going to be our Taylor Swift. Like, they were just going to show him on camera all the time.
All the time.
And have him looking frustrated, and that just hasn't happened.
Well and it's I said this every time that point comes up. I'm like, that's not a problem inside the locker room. That's a problem outside the locker room. The people inside the locker room, guess what? They're busy during the games. You know what I mean? Like, they're actually playing football.
That was the funniest thing to me. I was like, so who's going to be what player on the field is going to be distracted if they cut a shot to Kirk Cousins and he looks pouty? I mean, grow up, people.
Well, this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. By the way, breaking news. We have Guns N' Roses tickets.
Mm.
We're going to give those away in a moment. We're also going to turn the page early this week, take a look at this Jets matchup, and we've got a Life of Squid.
We're going to recap the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic. Let's keep it simple. We got some stories. Mike told a joke, and it wasn't funny.
Yeah, it fell flat.
Morning Shift, Sports Radio 99 The Game, and
the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original. Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
8:42 on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Thanks for being here this morning. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is behind the glass. Bo is going to sum up everything that happened yesterday in just a moment. But I got to tell you, my husband spoke something into existence because he was excited that he heard that Guns N' Roses is playing Truist Park. And lo and behold.
Oh, is it Truist?
Yeah. Truist. Oh, like, what a great place to see a show.
Yeah.
Now we have tickets to give away. So if you want to win a pair right now, 404-726-0929. Tickets do go on sale December 5th next week at Ticketmaster.com. They're playing September 19th next year. So if you need to clear your calendar, you have some time.
Golly, man. I gotta get going on the 26th calendar in my house, man.
Did you say December?
They go on sale next week, December 5th?
Yeah.
Because December's next week. Isn't that weird?
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. But then next September is when Guns N' Roses will be at Truist Park.
Isn't it true for, I'm assuming it's true for y'all too, that like it feels like anything for 26 that I don't finish before Thanksgiving, like, isn't going to happen until 26. Like, I feel like I need to start planning out my calendar for next year before the holidays start, because I'm not going to plan out my calendar for next year during the holiday season.
What do you plan?
I think I'm going to try to talk my wife into going to San Diego for the NASCAR race that's happening out there at Coronado.
Yeah, is there a winery you can?
I don't know. I'm just going to send her to the beach or something. She's not terribly excited. But
San
Diego is
a great place.
Yeah,
we've
actually been together before. Went up to La Jolla and visited a bunch of different places. And I want to go to the race. It's like a military celebration next June out there at Coronado, the island, you know, the Navy SEALs island and everything. So I'm like, we should go to that.
Yeah.
We also are starting to plan because it works for school. So you got to plan out spring break stuff and the kids are getting of age there. The Echo Park Speedway weekend that'll be coming up in February. We talked about yesterday with the guys from Echo Park Speedway. And then you start adding in concerts because we brought up Eric Church yesterday.
Yep.
Eric Church is happening. And you start going, okay, there's one thing like per month that I would like to get to that probably need to plan out time-wise and financially.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like probably need to get that on the books. And so, yeah, that's been a point. But I feel like if I don't get it done in the next 2 days, like by the time the holiday season starts, like that ship is going to sail. I don't know why. That's just my inner kind of dialogue in my head. I'm like, we need to get this on the books before Christmas. Because if not, it seems like it'll be here and those events will start passing us by.
It all just flies by, especially when you do get some time off. You're like, okay, I got to get everything planned. Otherwise, 26 is going to be here.
Yeah.
Just like you're saying. Like, and my life right now depends on like lotteries. I'm signed up for different lotteries for races because I like to travel to go to a race.
Oh, like running races.
Running
gotcha.
Races.
Okay,
yeah. Sorry, like, not NASCAR.
I was like, is NASCAR demand that high again?
A little
already?
Bit different. No, for like the Chicago Marathon, I won't find out until halfway through December whether I'm in for October.
Okay. All
so,
right.
like,
what's number one on the list for lotteries? Is that Chicago?
Chicago right now.
Okay.
That's what I really want to do. But I believe New York is opening in January. I might have this all wrong, but New York is opening. London's opening. So, like, all of that stuff depends on whether I get in.
Wow. That's interesting. High demand
for the majors.
Okay.
For the major, like if you want to do Honolulu, you can get in. Like
that's right.
No big deal.
Yeah.
No big deal. But like the big competitive Abbott's majors.
Do you? I have so many questions.
I do
but
too.
When she said
majors, I was like, oh, right. like,
yeah.
Are there four
are
or
you
five?
Going to Augusta?
Six. There are six. Like Berlin, I believe Berlin opens late December.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
That'd be a cool one to run.
Right.
That is cool.
Yeah, they're very cool.
So, not to go too far down this road, and I know we got so much other stuff to get to, but now I'm curious. Like, all right, so you run qualifiers for these events, right?
You can.
Okay.
Like, I'm not that type of runner, so that's
okay.
why I
know
have
Gabriel
to.
Is.
Okay, yeah.
Well, you know what's going to happen now is that you've talked about this. When we walk out of this studio, Abe is going to full go after you about something that you said. Oh, well,
he's going to have his bib on already. His running bib.
He's going to, that marathon's not very good. They're better marathons.
It's already happened.
Yes.
I simply put on my Instagram story that I signed up for the lottery. He's like, what are you doing?
Well, okay. So my next question would be, and again, I know we got to move. When you sign up for the lottery, do you have to put in like what your time is for these events? Or is it just simple, just random, like, what if I was like one of the top 100 runners in the country? Do I not get in?
Then you qualify. Yeah, you'll be in. Like Boston, like you'll be in, that kind of stuff. But I'm not that type of runner. I'm not fast.
Okay, so there's levels to this.
Yeah, so
okay,
that's
so
why
like
I have to do the lottery system.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's what I was curious. All right, cool.
Is it merit based? Like if you've ran enough race, like if you've ran other ones, they're like, oh, Lily, see her resume. She's ran Honolulu before, and she did get into Chicago.
Let's check her Instagram and see how many badges she has.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Is she good for our race? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
No, you could have run like one race really well, and you'll qualify for something.
There you go.
It's not merit based like that.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway,
I have a chance. You hear that? I have a chance.
You have a
chance.
Should
probably start now.
Mm.
You can do Abe's tactic. Is he just starts out like sprinting all races to get a really great time on the beginning, and then it levels out as he goes.
Okay.
That's what he does.
Just runs out of gas
at
the end.
How does that help him?
It's just his method of running. That's what he does. I'm a metronome. He does a speed race at the beginning, and then he slows down. That's
Abe likes to run out of gas at the end of the race.
When you do the races, do you follow the person with the sign that's running the pace?
I stay in front of what I want to stay in front of.
Okay, that, well, that
like
makes
if I have
sense,
a time,
yeah.
like if I want to hit 2 hours or something,
right.
I'll stay in front of that person.
Yeah.
They're my enemy.
Yeah. My wife ran the half down in Gulf Shores a couple years ago, and she was, I think, I don't remember what the time, she was trying to go for maybe like 2 hours and 20 minutes or something. And she was like, it was a bad feeling when I started getting 10 miles into this and that sign was creeping up on me.
Really?
It was like, she's like, oh my God, here it comes. I'm out of gas. I'm so tired.
I've never ran a marathon, obviously. I've ran 5Ks before. And normally when you get a little bit into the 5K, you pick somebody.
Right.
And like, I'm like, there's my enemy. Like,
yeah, there's not going to be a pacer in a 5K. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
You just find a person that you like that gets around you and maybe goes by you and you're like,
that guy looks like he's in good shape.
I'm going to beat him.
Andy Bunker? Oh, I'm going to keep up with him.
Although I will say one thing about Abe, when we had that Father's Day dinner, I talked to his dad a lot. And the one race I want to do, number one on my bucket list, is Antarctica. I want to do that marathon.
Yeah.
And Abe's dad ran the first time they did it in Antarctica. And I was like, you are my inspiration.
Wow, so you're just running on like straight ice and
snow. Basically.
That just sounds miserable. There's nothing more miserable than running long distances in the cold when it gets in your lung. I know, you want to go run a marathon there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she needed to get some of those insoles from Batteries Plus yesterday.
Dude,
that was crazy.
I cannot wait.
I was like, those are cool. I wonder how much those cost. Like, they're giving them away. I was like, no way. Yes.
I'm taking them to New York or to Jersey this week.
Because
I got to check the weather, but it might be chilly. You know, it is almost December, apparently.
Yeah.
100%.
That's what they say in terms of when the ticket opens up. This is how we got in this entire conversation.
Speaking of yesterday, let's just jump into it.
Yeah. All right. Look, yesterday was, Sunday, it's going to be 49 degrees and rainy, 60% chance of rain. Every time we play the Jets in Jersey, it freaking rains and it's cold.
Yeah, every time we watch it.
I remember that game, I think it was 17 or 18-1, where it was just a freaking downpour the whole game. Matt was having the snap issues. He ended up going to the shotgun because he couldn't get this because it was for the ball was so wet,
yeah.
And the center exchange was that bad.
I'm trying to think, the safety game in the playoffs, my first or second year was rainy. Not it was like overcast and cold.
Yeah, like the 26-2 or whatever it was.
Yeah, God, what a miserable day that was.
But anyways, let's talk about good weather and good days. First off, I don't want to jinx anything, but this is 2 of 3 years now that the Tuesday after the brown grass, it has been nasty.
I was thinking the same thing a minute ago.
So thank you to the weather gods for
Mother Nature
for that. But it was a absolute success yesterday. We raised $43,909 yesterday, which is
huge.
$8,000 more than we've ever raised before, which is pretty cool.
That's
so
awesome.
We got, I think yesterday with auctions and mulligans and everything, we like basically raised an extra 10 just in one day. It was a phenomenal event. Obviously, Finley Roofing is a huge part of it. You mentioned Batteries Plus, which has some cool stuff. Window Nation, our friends at Echo Park Speedway at the NASCAR Hall.
That was awesome.
And they sent big wigs out there to work that hole too, by the way.
Yeah, they did.
It was not, I thought it was going to be like interns or something, somebody they
ticket
hired.
Ticket sales reps.
Yeah.
But they
sent out the head of PR, the head of like marketing. I mean, they sent out the big dogs.
That was an awesome hole.
So that was cool. Look, I know I'm missing it. JD's Glass Work, which is a big listener. So there was a Yeti cooler that went up, and I didn't tell Amy this. So I started bidding on it because nobody had bid on it. And that was the one with the wheels, the roll, mm-hmm. and it was a big one, like the Tundra, like 35 or whatever. And I go, man, nobody's bid on this. I'm going to grab this thing. And then all of a sudden, you've been outbid. And I was like, well, I'll do it one more time. You've been outbid. And I was like, all right, I'll do it one more time. And so I was irritated because I lost it. I didn't win it because it just got too much. And
somebody got you.
I'm standing there with the owner of JD's Glasswork, and he's like, "Yeah, I listen." Blah blah. We're talking. He's like, "I want to be a part of the event moving forward again." And then Dustin from the club, "Oh, here's your Yeti," and I was like, "So you're the one?
Got him.
You were one outbid me, huh?" I was like, "I was bidding on that." He's like, "Oh, not bad." I was like, "No, it's all good." But you know that. DJ from Joe's Automotive. I mean, we've got McDonald's, Chattanooga Whiskey, my boy Dan Hamilton. We were testing whiskey that they're trying out, man. With just so many people to thank, but it's Mark Coles and everybody at Pets for Vets. 43-9. And I got to give a shout out because, you know, I talk about my guys that I play with on MGA, and we play golf all together. We call ourselves EWLIV, like a little joke. First and second place.
Yeah, man.
First and second place in the tournament. Hmm. And it's the second time in 3 years that someone from my group has won it. And so, really,
they don't hate me.
Really,
I was making
guys.
Fun of them really heavily yesterday, the fact that they wore matching outfits. But I was semi impressed the fact that they were able to do that. It looked good.
Our wives all bought us those shirts.
Yeah. I was like, man, y'all just turned it up to the next level.
It's like a boy band.
Yeah, it was like the Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
It was pretty intense. So, but
shout out to first place.
I kept saying something bogo. Stop making fun of my friends, dude.
Well, my neighbor and my MGA partner, Carter, walks up. He's like, hey, Mike, what's going on? Mike's like, Mike's just standing there. He's like, he goes, I think we met last year. He goes, yeah, we did.
Dude, I had something in my eye. And then he walked off, and I looked at him. I hope he doesn't think I was being really rude to him, because I really like him. He's a good kid. He's you know, Dylan's age. And I was like, but dude, I had something, literally a bug fly square into my eye when the guy walked up. And I was like, hey, yeah, buddy, yeah, wow, yeah, good to meet you. I was like, I completely blew him off. So sorry, Carter. You're a good dude.
Don't say sorry to him. He's fine.
Not worth it.
Well, talks a lot of trash.
Thank you to everyone that came out yesterday. I also want to say congrats to Joel from Lawrenceville. He won the Guns N' Roses tickets. We're going to have more tomorrow. Hint, hint, 8 o'clock hour. Be here for those. That's going to do it for us. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, thanks for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
set your calendar for 2026.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original. Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.